Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, we are Ministers Randy and Margaret Botts, founders of Rain and Light Ministries, bringing healing waters from the healing oasis of Las Vegas to you live from Blog Talk Radio. We are happy you have joined with us today. We welcome you, our listeners, from all over the world. Open your Bibles with us and expect to receive healing waters from the Lord today.
Amen. Yes, I know it's been a while. I always like to hear something fresh and release those things to you as the Spirit gives it to me, and this is something the Lord shared with me actually just a couple of weeks ago, and it's time now to release it for everybody to receive some freedom. This is called Wearied and Stressed by the Enemy. I'm sure we're each and every one of us have been there and done that, but hopefully this encourages you.
Are you tired, weary, burned out, stressed, or fed up? Daniel 7:25 says, "He shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given to him to his until a time and times and the dividing of time." In Strong's Concordance, the word wear means in a mental sense to afflict or wear out. It is the Chaldean word bela. The enemy comes in and tries to weary us with situations that are distracting us from what God actually wanted for us. He tries to scare us with things to falsely worry, things that look like they are premature or making things look later than they really are. Or he is trying to change time so we get exhausted, not knowing if we are early or late, so to speak. We rush or procrastinate. Even in world events, the devil tries to bring in situations for God's ordained time. In God, of course, he is always on time. He is in control and never takes his eyes off of any of us. The devil, on the other hand, uses this way to wear us out. He even makes us feel old before our time. He is fatiguing us through the media, filling our ears and eyes with garbage, so we are too exhausted to respond to the Spirit of God in each of our lives. The enemy uses day-to-day relationships to wear us out, too. Be aware of that. Emotional weariness causes our physical bodies to become weak. The devil knows it, and it's an old strategy he uses to keep God's mighty, powerful army lying in the dust of the earth. It is causing many of God's warriors to be medicated by the God of Pharmacia, just to live at the edge of healing, but never totally attaining the health they seek. Weekly, they pop their faithful management pills given to them, keeping them in a bondage of never truly attaining health, the health God intended. Please never put faith in anything but in God only. This country is so hooked on medicine, more so than anywhere else. Round and round we go.
That's right. We've all been there and doing all that. We cannot put our newspapers down or turn off media, our cell phones, Facebook, our computers, our TVs. The list goes on. same with physical activity, long enough to truly have peace that comes from being in the presence of our Heavenly Father, who so longs to set us free so we can have the peace, health, strength we so desperately need. We are bombarded by media 24/7. We never turn off or remove our eyes off our cell phones nor our TVs. We see, hear, and experience news constantly. Our own lives carry enough drama of its own to top all this. Devil is laughing. He has successfully found ways to so easily wear out, burn out, and stress the saints of God to render us useless, to affect our world and change it. We are mocked, ridiculed, and disrespected by the world because of our non-effectiveness. We have become too tired, too weak, too burned out to really be effective. We don't have true intimate relationships with our Heavenly Father or with our Lord Jesus Christ or even with our friend and counselor and teacher, Holy Spirit. Remember that scripture of 7:25 of Daniel. He's coming to wear us out and change times. And that's what we're caught in the middle of. We call ourselves Christians. We say we believe in God. We go to church and pick up and open a Bible now and then, repeat a verse or two, but are clueless of the true God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and who he really is on a personal level. You do not have two-way communications with God, nor truly do not hear his voice and respond to him. You want to read John 10, Randy?
John 10, 3 and 4. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own by name and leads them out. When he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Can you honestly say you fellowship with your Lord daily, that you speak to him and respond and speak, and he speaks to you? You are to know his voice and his personality. Remember, he has a personality, and he even has likes and dislikes and a sense of humor. We are made of his image, so we can have relationships. We can't have a relationship with him. He even has emotions. Have you gotten to know the God you say you serve? Have you? Be honest. Most that call themselves Christians do not even know him personally. You do not want to hear him tell you one day that he never knew you. You know if you are his. You know if you truly gave your heart the place of your throne in your life to him. Salvation is intimate personal walk with a oneness between you and him.
Many who call themselves Christian indeed are not. Be aware of that. Only true self-examining of your own heart will reveal your own state. Do not give so much weight to the words of other human beings. It is God, through his son Jesus, his word that saves you. Not a printed piece of paper you recite. It's a matter of heart, a contrite, humble, surrendered, crying, submitted heart to the Spirit of God. Let not men fool you. Men are deceivers and they're preaching lies. It is not a church that saves you, not a priest or preacher that can save you. No man can. A daily relationship with Jesus, his Spirit, your Heavenly Father living as one within you in which you live and abide. His word is life to your spirit, your mind, and your emotions, and then to your own body. As you eat and breathe and meditate and speak his words, life will fill every cell, and you will radiate with divine life, strength and joy, and resurrection. I hear these words rise up within me. Can those dry bones live? Prophesy to yourself. Rise up, you dry bones. Live again, here and now. Rise up, mighty warrior of God. Rise again, live again. No more time to sleep. This is the time to declare life. Declare life to yourself. Receive the breath of God and live again. Live again and run into the fray. Declare war on the enemy of your soul, your life, your family, and your land. Proclaim, this is the hour of triumph. Restoration in the name of Jesus, our Commander-in-Chief. Holy Spirit, breathe your life into our dry bones. Rise up, mighty warrior, rise. Shake off the dust that rise and raise your glorious head. Lift your eyes just above the horizon and see the kingdom of light of where you have come so long ago and where you're headed back someday. Mighty warriors, remember your true origins, your true identities and purposes for breathing on this earth. Dear called ones of God, time to rise again and declare war upon the true enemy of our lives, the one mocking the true God Almighty, and place this mocker under our feet in triumph. Praise the God of glory for his faithfulness, to remember you and raise you from the dust of the earth, to breathe life into your bones and call you forth. Mighty warriors of God, rise up. I declare, rise up. Breathe the breath of God, the purest breath of life, to bring you true healing to all your bones. Your eyes raised to the heavens of light. See Almighty Jesus, our Commander-in-Chief, crowned in light, sword raised, is calling you. It's time to go forth. In the power of this precious Holy Spirit, we run. No more feeble knees. No more feeble arms. We carry the power to pull back our bows and release fiery arrows back into the enemy's camps, running to overtake them and releasing their holy prisoners of war. Hallelujah. Come join the mighty army of God and raise your voices. Your enemies shudder, knowing the day of their power is gone, knowing the day of holding prisoners is over, knowing their spoils of war shall be taken back. Hallelujah. Now, till we leave this earth, we shall stay activated to overcome. Amen, amen, and amen. We say, thank you, Lord. Yes, and amen. We receive this activation to rise up from the dust where we have fallen and will never to grow weary again. By your Spirit, we are strong. We are born for this time, and we are not afraid. We run as your mighty warriors of light, partnered by your heavenly angels of light. Together we overtake this earth and expel the darkness everywhere we go. Regardless what we face, we are not afraid. We rise from the dust empowered by your Spirit. We raise our bows and release fiery arrows against the enemy of our God. And with our swords, we run through every enemy of darkness as he shudders and scampers away in fear of our glistening swords. Set us free of blindness to our own vision of ourselves. Open our eyes to see ourselves as mighty champions of warriors of light. Our armor glistening and our voices crying, in the name of the Lord of hosts, you enemies of my God are delivered into my hands. Time has come. We can no longer slumber in the light. We fight as long as it is day, and his breath breathes life into our being. We must never rest. We must never stop until even death has been placed under the footstool of God. According to your word, death is the last enemy to be destroyed, according to 1 Corinthians 15:26. And from Psalms 51, we say, Holy Spirit of God, fill us again with the baptism of resurrection life. Breathe into our lives your very life and purge us with hyssop. We shall be clean. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face within our sins and blot out all your iniquities, our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Restore to us the joy of our salvation. before I go any further, I'm going to share a song by Paul Wilbur called The Song of Ezekiel, speaking to the dry bones, as I've just shared with you. And then I will continue with the rest of the word that God has given me. Come on. Is it not playing? Come on. I'm waiting for it to come.
Son of man, can these dry bones live?
I hear the voice of Ezekiel prophesying to these dry bones.
Live again, live again.
Those who are sleeping, those in the grave,
live again.
Raise up an army of worshipers.
again to this dry bones. Where I've come from before when it's gone. Rebirth again.
I hope you're able to hear that song. It was beautiful. But this is where God has showed today, is that we're the army laying in the dust, and God's trying to pull us back up again. I hear God saying, I hear the Lord saying, wake up, mighty fallen ones, slumbering in the light, worn down by the enemy, to eat his dust. Time to resurrect. Look up, open your eyes, and see your God, his kingdom of light, just above the horizon. My angels have come to help you. Breathe in the breath of God once again. Allow my wind to blow through the inner chambers of your heart and temple so I can sit upon the throne in your life again. You are born for a time such as this. Rise up, mighty champions of God, and take up your weapons of fire and light. May your armor shine with light once again. Sing, my warriors, sing. In the name of Jesus, all shall bow and enemies be scattered. Run into the fray, renewed in my strength. And with my fiery angels at your side, and overtake the land. Release holy prisoners of war. Retake the spoils. Time to overcome this world is now. Run, you will not grow weary, no more. For in me you will have power, joy, and peace. Power of praise shall be upon your lips. I have overcome this world, and in me, so have you. At last, it is my time to joy in the sight of seeing my mighty warriors of light lift from the dust and see their armor and their countenance filled with my light once again. In my strength and courage, they will now run and not grow weary. For in my light, they will not stop until my return. It is my time. It is my time. My light, my love, and my word that rules in this life forevermore. I am coming soon, so run into the fray. I am healing you. With every step, you will grow stronger. And stronger, and you shall not be worn down again. My spirit fills you with every step you go forth. With every step, you will feel your youth renewed. You will be rejuvenated with my life. Eternal youth, time of weariness is over. No more will my army lie in the dust, worn out. My army, I have called you out. Rise again and breathe in my life, my breath of life, and arise. I say, again, arise. Arise, come forth. It's time to run. Run. Your own life is resurrecting. All has become new. Now is the time. Holy army of mine, now is the time to arise. My spirit cleanses the dust off of you, washing you, and see your army your armor full of light. You are being filled in my light, in newness of life. My glory is in you now, upon you. Arise and go forth, mighty holy ones. Time has come for the fulfillment of your hearts and mine. With every step you shall grow stronger. With every step your youth is renewed. With every step your healing is restored and resurrected. Run, run, run. Shout and cry out. In the name of Jesus, all shall bow and the enemy be scattered. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, may it be unto us as you have spoken. Yes and amen to us all. This is the scripture of his light upon us. Isaiah 60, 1 through 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, a darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness. The Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your son shall come from afar. Your daughter shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall return to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Now, let us pray. Forgive us, Lord, for allowing the enemy to take us down, to wear us down as we ate of his dust. We take your hand in ours and raise us from the dust, and we place our dusty holy armor upon ourselves, and by your spirit and blood, wash us and shine our armor. Fill us by your spirit as so we receive your breath of life, fresh and new, back into our spirits, souls, and bodies. Renew us with resurrection life and divine healing and health. We receive your life and health upon ourselves now in Jesus' name. We pick up our holy sword in your spirit's light as we raise them, quicken our swords in our hands, and to your power and authority. Now we speak, we are healed. Now as your holy warrior of light, we are now ready to go forth in your name, and now we can cry, Jesus, Jesus, in the holy name of Jesus, we shall bow now. To the enemy I declare you scatter, you run, you shall not dare show your face before me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word. We will rise from the dust, we will heal and we run, and we'll go forth in your name. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. And amen.